We are Science Sophie. This is Coastal News, a home and away podcast, your weekly episode companion podcast for your favourite Aussie soap.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Coastal News, a home and away podcast. First look, this is your opportunity. We said foray last week. What can we do this week? Let me have a think. I'm not on a thing. But we're going to look ahead, right? We're going to read the synopsis of the week ahead of Home and Away on Channel 5, My 5, and 5 Star here in the UK. Stop what you're doing if you haven't heard yesterday's episode. Our main podcast episode every Saturday morning talks about the week that was, and we share your thoughts as well. Go back and listen to that one. Very good, very good. This one's about what's coming up. We're going to read the synopsis and guess what's going to happen. And as always, I'm joined by Sophie. How are you doing, Sophie? You okay?
Hello, I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Oh, not too shabby. Not too shabby. We made it. We made it.
Made it, yes.
Made it to first look. It's the heartbeat of the modern day. Sunday night. Yeah.
This is my favourite bit because I get to like listen to you read out what's coming and I've got no idea and just go, oh.
You get to relax and gasp. Yeah. The heat's off when the other one's doing it, isn't it?
It's just like, oh, I like this bit. I get to hear what happens and I get to go, oh, ooh.
Well, before we'll get into it, but before we do.
Oh, right. No. Yeah.
Everything's a mess. Can you work out what episode number is Monday, the 22nd of April on 5 Star at 6:30 p.m.
I think I can work it out only because I watched this episode at 2 a.m. on the 14th of April online so that we could watch ahead. So I think, I watched the last episode. So the next episode, I think the last episode I watched was 8211. So the next one should be 8212, I think.
Yeah, she's done it. Woo! You were one out last time, you remember? It's been a bit painful. I had to crack the whip.
Sorry, I know, I'm sorry.
You can have it now. Pop that cork.
Yeah, I will do. I'll pop it later. Thank you.
Enjoy. Right, 8212. Closing the gap on 9,000.
Oh, yeah. The three-year gap.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah. 150 weeks now. Oh, no.
I've started 10,000 prep. I'm only kidding.
Oh, my God. How awful is that? Come to my nursing home and throw me a party. Yeah.
Right, until then, Valerie's deciding enough is enough on Monday night on Home and Away.
So I
don't know what's going on there.
Enough is enough.
Be about Theo.
Or the drugs, or the Kirby situation.
Could be.
Or being in the bay. I don't think it's that, though. I don't think she's leaving anytime soon. So I don't know.
If it's the drug thing, like, I'm like, that's a bit of short-lived, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? She's supposed to be relying on these things to forget stuff.
Yeah, and obviously with Theo's pretty hooked already, isn't he? He seems like he's developing some kind of addiction to them. So is it as simple as just never taking them again? Are we going to have...
Yeah. Or is she fed up with Theo, you know, dragging her down? And she's like, tra-la.
Could be that.
Rose makes a public plea. Oh, gosh.
Oh, is this baby?
I wonder if this is... do you think she slips up and says the name? No, because it was her who said this. Her name doesn't leave the room, wasn't it?
Yeah, I still think that was a Tane, setting it up for Tane to... Oh, okay, I will use that information and I will sabotage... I just got a feel.
Yeah, but it sounds like she's on the news or something.
Yeah. Because she was collecting that box of stuff from the surf club. You know, when Rue handed over the bag that the baby was found in and the blanket, and she was like, oh, we'll get pictures of these circulated because we'll try and find out where the blanket was bought and if we can go back and, you know, find out who paid for it or whatever. I'm guessing it's going to be, does anybody recognize this bag? Has anybody seen anybody with this bag? Is it a distinctive bag? I don't know. It looked blue and white, didn't it? That gym bag.
Yeah, Mama's Mama and Papa's in Yabby Creek.
Yes.
Where else can you buy?
No idea.
Baby gear from?
No idea.
Felicity and a meditation ball while you're there. Felicity makes a rash decision. Oh, did you see the trailer?
Oh, okay. Yes, I did. So she's found out that Tane can't do the fostering thing because he's not a permanent resident, but she's his wife, so she can help him. Is this where we're going?
It sounds like it. Or is it, oh, he really wants this baby. I'm going to foster it so he'll have to come and stay with me again.
I mean, this poor baby. No one's actually thinking about the baby. This is why I'm getting the ick with it, because Tane is trying to make it look like he's doing the best for the baby. The baby doesn't know anybody apart from me, so I've got to stick by the baby, blah, blah, blah. I don't think that's why you're doing it, love. I think you're doing it for your own reasons. I don't think anyone's actually thinking about this poor baby and what's best for the baby, not for them.
You called it Tane character assassination on the main pod.
I did. Because let's face it, even if he does get the paperwork, if Flick and Tane together get the paperwork together to foster the baby, what do they know about babies? What do they know about bringing up a baby?
Who knows? No idea. It'd be like us too.
I know. It's just me. It'd be like three men and a little lady. You know, it's just, it'd be carnage. Surely the baby, I know he's had like an attachment to it for an hour and a half, but the best interest of the baby were to be with a foster parent that's used to taking in, you know, small newborn, not newborn, because she's 3 months old, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, not the local bar lady.
No, the local bar lady and the local man that owns the gym are not necessarily going to be the best people to look after this baby.
Yep. She can't even afford new shorts that are a bit longer. Well, mind you, they pay you, don't they, to foster? So.
Oh, do they? Oh,
who needs a bit of a cash injection?
Donations. Yeah, I don't think it's in the best interest of the baby, and that's what's giving me the ick.
Yeah, I think you're right. You've convinced me. Right, Bree gives Remy an ultimatum.
Oh.
Can you hear my eyes rolling?
Ultimatum. Why?
Don't know. They seem to be. See, the last conversation we left them with, they were on the same page and everything's okay.
And what's she got over him? You know, because the last conversation was, I'm not going to Doctors Without Borders. I'm going to stay here with you. But an ultimatum is me or X, isn't it? So what's the, you know, make a decision between me and this. So you either got me or you've got. But what's he got at the moment?
I don't know.
Neither do I. Weird.
Something must happen that wasn't mentioned. Cash throws a wrench at Felicity. Cash throws a wrench at Felicity's plans.
Not at her head. Cash throws a wrench at Felicity. Wow, what are we in the garage? What's going on?
He's an angry man.
Murderous.
throws a wrench at her plans. Maybe it's this whole fostering thing.
Well, he was there when she was looking it up online, wasn't she? And she just went, I'm just looking into fostering. Like it was, I'm just looking for, you know, a takeaway menu. It was so flippantly said.
Yeah, maybe the metaphorical wrenches. Felicity, you can't. You're not a resident either. What?
That would be quite a wrench. I think it'd be more the fact that, well, where are you going to put this baby? I live here, you know, and I'm doing night shifts. What are you going to wear?
Yeah, and have any of them got a criminal record? Just trying to think of reason.
I don't know. Tane's had brushes with the law.
Yeah, do you remember that?
Tane's not a resident and he's from a crooky family.
Tane was a right wrong when he arrived. He had his passport confiscated off him, blocked at the airport or whatever. He did. Come on.
They're not going to give this baby to Tane, for God's sake. And what's Flick? Flick's been. Did she get caught drink driving? She did, didn't she?
Oh, yeah, she had a DUI, didn't she?
Yeah, she got caught drink driving.
Yeah, so this is a non-starter.
And also, they don't know anything about having children or looking after babies. If I had a baby and I needed someone to look after it for an hour, I wouldn't pick Flick and Tarny. I'm sorry.
No, I wouldn't. They'd be blending a bacon roll off the diner to feed it for breakfast.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm being flippant. Tarny looked good. He looked natural. He looked like he knew what he was doing when he was feeding the bottle.
But he still hasn't got any. He's not a foster carer. I don't think.
And he's not a resident anyway. So.
And he's a crook. He's a big bad crook. Written him off. Yeah.
Blooming foreigners coming here and taking our babies.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, it's just not happening. Right, Cash interviews for a new job.
He quit the last one, didn't he? So that's a good thing.
Got an interview quite quickly then, the week after, really.
He needs to. He's got to keep eating and pizza, hasn't he? So she's not going to get job anytime soon.
The rest of us doom scrolling indeed.
Oh, I wonder what it could be, though.
Yeah, there's so many jobs about.
Because he said, I need one that's like more suited to my skill set. And his skill set is being a copper. So, you know, have they got any more?
He's interviewing to be a foster parent.
Maybe. Who knows? Anyone can do that, surely. Yeah.
Remy is stuck between a rock and a hard place.
So this is something to do with Bree's ultimatum then. Because she's gone, me or this. Or this or this.
Yeah, she done a year with. Is she going to Belgium anyway?
Oh, and you've got to come with me.
Come with me or we're done.
Oh.
What else could it?
I don't know. I'm lost. I'm so lost.
So lost. Let's move on. Oh, well. Oh, God. God, if you were lost now, wait until you've heard this. John is on a mission to marry.
What? What? Is he on Smolder? We've got another week of all the mind you, how many notifications is John going to get? I don't know. Oh, my God.
John's been on there before, hasn't he? Do you remember when...
he met bloody... What's her name on there? Scammer, Susie.
Susie, yeah. Boozy Suze. Yeah. He met her on there, didn't he? That didn't end well, so I can't see him going back anywhere near that.
But he wants to get married. Do you think Justin and Leo getting engaged has maybe made him realise that he wants a partner?
God, imagine he's just turned up at the diner. I'll have a flat white, a muffin, and will you marry me, Maz?
Bit of cheesecake and a wife, please.
And obviously, I've got my card.
Oh my God. Moussaka and marriage. Yes. That's totally thrown me that. I don't know.
Episode title. Hang on. Moussaka and marriage.
I don't know. This episode is weird that you're reading out right now. It's very.
This whole week is flying wrenches, ultimatums, marriage. Yeah,
marriage and rocks and. Yeah.
Oh, well, it's not getting any better, you'll be pleased to know. Right. Alf runs into a shady character.
Runs into them? He's not driven this car into someone else. He's hit several people.
He has got form, yeah.
he's paralysed Angel with his car before. I'm sure he hit someone else with his car as well.
Yeah.
Runs into a shady what?
Stranger.
Shady stranger.
I wonder if it could be the baby's mum.
Oh.
Somebody shady.
Or the baby's dad.
Yeah, it's somebody we don't know because it says the word stranger. That's the definition of it. So,
And there's nobody on the show currently that Alf doesn't know, is there? So
no. And have we got anyone shady other than Valerie?
Oh, it's
shady, but we just don't trust her.
He doesn't know her because he's not been there, or does he? No, he does know her because he was she was living in his caravan.
That's right.
It's not Valerie then.
No.
Not Valerie. I don't know. New person. New character and unlocked.
And they're shady.
And they're shady. Of course they're shady. They've come to the bay. Everyone that comes to the bay is shady. Come on. It's the whole thing. It's the whole, yeah. It might as well say that. Welcome to Summer Bay. I hope you're shady.
Yeah. Yeah. It's because the police are so bad. Dana gets tricked into revealing too much.
Are we talking Smolder?
Or are we talking baby still?
Oh, okay. I was getting like sexting vibes from this.
Oh, hey. Oh, right. Okay.
But you're right. Send me a nude type thing. Because she's looking to date, isn't she?
She is. She is. And she might want to date hard if...
to get past the walls under
there. Yeah. To move on and forget. Yeah. Mm. Could be. Old tensions die hard for Eden and Levi.
Old tensions die hard. Well, this is the dad thing. Yeah.
Mm.
Mm. It's got to be the
surely it's not the affair reveal already.
Oh, God, it could be. Because Mac is, like, erratic at the moment. And she actually... Ah, you know what I was thinking? I forgot to mention this on the main pod. She had a conversation on the phone with him, and she was in the middle of the hospital, and she said his name, and she said something like, well, you're still married, Levi. Bye, Levi. And I was like, anyone listening to that could put two and two together and make four.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you think, because she's not being very subtle about it. She's stomping around work, being really angry, asking those weird questions. Oh, what's his wife like, Eden? And then having that conversation in the middle of the hospital. Bye, Levi. I mean,
yeah, it does seem quite obvious something's up. But is that, sometimes I think that, and I think, is it because I know about the affair, though? Like, if I didn't know about it, would it be so obvious?
But she said, you know, when she's on the phone to him and he was whispering, because obviously Imogen's in the house and he's going, blah, 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 and she goes, you're whispering because obviously your wife's in the next room. Bye, Levi. And I thought, anybody heard that last sentence of that conversation, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to work that out, does it?
Well, that's true. Yeah.
And then piece that together with the fact that she's being weird, the fact that he was at her house last week and Eden didn't know about it, and the fact that she's asking about Imogen. It's not going to take long to unravel this secret.
No, you're right. Yeah, you're right. And obviously, the farm, you know, Marley knows about it. Mm. Tane knows about it. You know, yeah. It's going to unravel. Right, last line of the week.
Oh.
I'm skipping one line because it's weird and, but the last line of the week, Rue sees red.
Oh. And Rue wasn't, has Rue been mentioned at all? I don't think you've mentioned Rue at all, have you? No. In the last...
No. To say this week is random would be an understatement.
Rue sees red. Is it about the baby? Is it about the surf club? Is it completely unrelated to all the above? I don't know.
To find out.
Ooh, I'm looking forward to this, actually, because it does sound like there's some stuff kicking off, which I like. I like kicking off.
Yeah.
Please take the time to like, subscribe, and review Coastal News wherever you source your podcasts, and ensure you never miss an episode.